Gilbert, how are you?
I don't think I can find one there.
We can check.
Well, I'll give you my Gemara in a minute. I'll just use it for a few minutes and then I can give you mine. Oh, all right. And there's a page over there if you want to take two pages. So let's open up to that Beis Amud Beis. And the Gemara here mentions, and we've touched on it on numerous occasions, the concept of Eruv Parshios Ksivkan. And Eruv Parshios Ksivkan leads us to the conclusion that a Beis Din for Dini Momonos has to be made up of three mumchim. And that's not just in the case of Gzeilus v'Chavolos, but through Eruv Parshios, we're going to apply that straight across for all Dini Momonos, even in the cases of Hodos Valvos. Is somebody knocking there? Alright. So the Gemara says the following, that if you hold Erev Parashios Ksiv, then strictly speaking you would require Mumchim. V'hai delo be'inon Mumchim. So this is the last 2.5 lines on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Why don't we require mumchim in the case of Hodos Valvos? Mishum de Rabbi Chanina, the Omer Rabbi Chanina, Dvar Torah, Echad Dini Momonos V'Echad Dini Fashos, B'drish V'Chakira. And here the Gemara Daf Gimel says, Shenema Mishpat Echad Yilachem, U'ma Tam Omer Dini Momonos V'Dini D'rish V'Chakira, Kidei Shal Tino Delz V'Nei Lovin. So here's where the Gemara introduces the concept of Lotinol Delis Bifnei Lovin. And that's going to explain why it is that we don't require Mumchin. Because if you require Mumchin, then the Malva doesn't really have easy recourse to get his money back, because till he gets together a Bezdin of Mumchin, who knows what's going to happen. So in order to make it easier for himself, the Rabbanan made a Takana that we don't need Mumchin. But if you hold Erev Parshios Ksivkan, then you would require Mumchin, if not for the special Takonas Chachamim of Shalotin Odelos Bifnei Lovin.
So what was that Dalet Parshiot again?
Erev Parshiot just tells us that the requirement of Mumchin, which is written in the Torah in one Parsha, that's the Parsha of Gzeilos V'Chavolos, should be applied and extended even to other Dini Momonos, which is called Hodos and Alvos.
Is it in a way one of the 13 principles of Av Yishmael, or is it not?
I don't know if you have a siddur, you can look it up here. I don't know. You want to take a look in the siddur?
I don't remember.
Even Parshis.
No, but it looks like one of them, but it isn't one of them.
Look, Liam, if you want to add a 14th, it's okay with me. You know. So what we want to do is look at Tosus Liboy, which is the bottom Tosus on Daf Beis on the days. And Tosus here is bothered by a Gemara in Masechta Gittin. And again, just to summarize, Tosus says that if you hold Erev Parshios Ksiv, then we understand that Mumchim, that's a requirement in the Parsha of Gzeilus V'Chavolos, is also a requirement in Hodos Valvos. It means that all of Dini Momonos, all judgment requires Mumchim. And a mumche is, again, the language is srara v'rabbonus. And it's very important, rabbis, and those are mumche. Tema, Tosus says, mashma hocha, it seems from our Gemara, that mematinan edyotos, that we exclude edyotos to judge, this is on a doraisa level, right? V'hainu, right, matinan edyotos, those who are not mumchim. It says in the pasuk, I'll read the whole pasuk. It says, "V'nikra balabais el Elohim," and that word Elohim means we require dafka mumchim and not idiotos. But he says, if you take a look in Masechta Gittin, Perek HaMegaresh, there they exclude idiotos for a different reason, based on a different drasha. V'mayit luhu midichsiv. And again, I'll read the whole pasuk. V'eila mishpatim she'tasim lifnehem. And the Gemara is going to derive two mi'utim, two exclusions for the word lifnehem. Number one, lifnehem for lo lifnei akum. In other words, we don't go for judgment in what's called archos shal akum. Those are non-Jewish courts. And also from the word lifnehem, which means in front of mumchim, v'lo lifnei hedyotos. So why do we need two drushos over here, two yalfuses? We have one here from Elohim, and over there it's from the word lifnehem. V'yeshlom edahosam mimatinon lifnehem, the exclusion of hedyotos from the word lifnehem, hu mishum de lifnehem koi a Elohim dahocha. What does that mean? That the word lifnehem goes back on the word Elohim. It's all the same, it's in the same context, in the same parasha in Mishpatim. So what this means is, you should bring the dinim in front of Dayanim, lifnehem, that on the furashim b'makom acher, that elsewhere the Torah spells it out. So again, the word lifnehem is more of a generic term. We don't know exactly what lifnehem means. We know it's an exclusion of some sort, but who is it excluding? And the answer is it's the exclusion of any daya that's not similar to the dayanim that are mentioned in the pasuk Elohim, which means mumchem. Umiyu begitin pirish bekuntris. Rashi says in Masechet Gittin, that sugi that he quoted earlier, that lifnehem excludes hedyotos mishum dekoy ashivim zekenim haksuvim besof parshas mishpatim. At the end of parshas mishpatim, when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up towards the mountain to receive the Torah, he takes with him up until a certain point the shivim zekenim, and those are all mumchim. So this is all before Matan Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu is taking the Zekanim with him to the foot of the mountain. And Rashi says that when it says in the Pasuk that we should bring Mishpat Lifnehem, it's referring to those Lifnehem of the Zekanim who went with Moshe up into the mountain, and that's the exclusion of Edyoto. So again, we're back to square one. Now we have two different Yalfusas, two different derivations to exclude Edyotos. One is Elohim, and that's called Erev Parashas Ksivkan. And the other is from the word Lifnehem, which is referring to the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, the highest judges who are all Mumchim. V'nir Lefarish, here's Tosus's breakthrough answer. The Begitin, in Masechta Gittin, the derivation from the word Lifnehem is Le'inyin Mile Dekfir Ayre. What happens is that the Baal refuses, even though he's obligated to do so, to deliver a get to his wife. So all the circumstances for get are in place, and he refuses. So what do we do? So we do what's called kfir. Kfir means we force him. We force him to give a get. And for that, we need a special drasha that the bezdin that can force a person to give a get for kfir has to be a bezdin of lifnehem. Lifnehem means it has to be like those 71 judges of the highest court in the land. They have to be the most excellent of all the judges. The Ahachi Maisile, the Abaye Ashkach Rav Yosef, the Avi Yosef, the Koma'asa Begitin. If you take a look at the sugi carefully, you'll see clearly that the derivation, the Alfus of Lifnehem, is in reference to forcing a person, kfir, to give a get. Because Abaye found Rav Yosef, and he was forcing someone, Avi Yosef, Vikamasa Gittin, he was kofa someone to give a get to his wife. Only Abai, Sabai turns to, he says, Anan, Hedyotas Anan. We don't have a smich of Dor Lador, you know, generation to generation, going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And with the Pasuk says, Lifnei and Velo Lifnei, Hedyotos, how can you be kofa a get if you're a bezdin of Hedyotos? By the way, here's where the Gemara in Gittin, just for your own knowledge, would be relevant not today, but another time, answers Shlichu Sayukov. Do you know? Are you familiar with that principle? Yeah. Okay, for that you have to come to my 8 o'clock class on Shabbos morning. But anyway, so Shlichu Sayukov Dina means that the original Mumchim, back in Eretz Yisrael, they appointed all the Batei Dinim down the line for future generations as their emissaries, as their representatives. That's called Shlichu Sayukov Dina. But anyway, Abai is wondering how Rav Yosef is able to force a person to deliver get to his wife. After all, we are hedyotos.
I'm just saying something. When you said Hagiotis before, I thought it meant just laymen off the street who were called in to make a bet. And now you're saying people who have got smicha, but not the original smicha, also have the definition of being Hagiotis.
I would say the following. Anyone who doesn't have an unbroken chain of smicha that leads back to Moshe Rabbeinu, he's called a Hagiot. Now, he's not what you call a Yosef Kronos, meaning hopefully he's not,
sitting in the bars.
Sitting on the corners and shooting the breeze. But nevertheless, he's not a mumcha. He's not a samuch. He doesn't have a smicha and an unbroken chain. What Tosa is saying now is that we need two yalfusos to exclude hedyotos. Number one, we need the yalfus of lifneim, v'lo lifnei hedyotos, to exclude hedyotos from kfiya alaget. And from this perspective, we need the highest level of a bezdin, which would be similar to a bezdin of ayin zekenim. However, here in our sugya, which we exclude hedyotos from Elohim, lav habili di isui asui mairi, asui means to force someone, but bedin bi'alva, just to issue a ruling, and we need mumchim for that. So basically, we need two drushes here. Mashmalei, Mili the Asui. How do you know that the Pasuk Lifneim is referring to Kfiya, to forcing someone, and not the word Elohim? And that's based on a drasha later on, Darshina Lekaman and Daf Zayin Asher Tosim Lifneim. And the Gemara is going to derive from this that a judge has to bring certain utensils into Bezdin. One of them is called a Ritzua. A ritzua means a strap, or another is a makel and a stick. And these kalim, these utensils, are used by the dayanim to force a person when he refused to comply with the judgment. The shayach lehem sima. Sima means that you take it and you bring it with you into the courtroom. So that's what it means, asher tasim lifneihem. So the pasuk asher tasim lifneihem, and from that we exclude hedyotos, that's referring to kfir, to forcing a person either to give a get to his wife when he has to do so, or perhaps when he has to pay up if he's found liable in judgment and he refuses to pay up. So for that we need a pasuk of lifneihem to exclude hedyotos from kfir, from isuri. Then we need a pasuk Elohim to tell us that the makeup of a bezdin, simply for purposes of din, we require Elohim, which means mumche. Now, what I'd like to study with you tonight, we could put the Gemara a little bit on the side here, is a Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. Okay? So, do you have a page that says on it Lamed Zion? I tried to photocopy that for you. So, the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchas Sanhedrin writes the following. Mutar li echad ladun min haTorah. All you need is one judge on a Torah level to issue a verdict in a monetary case. The Rambam is not paskening like that man the Yomer who holds Erev Parshas Ksiv, but he's rather paskening like that man the Yomer, which is Shmuel and maybe Rava. They pasken that all you need according to the Torah law is one judge. Shenemar b'tzedek tishpot. Tishpot in the singular. We mentioned this in the past. But midirei sofrim ad shiyu shlosha. We're not going to rely on the ruling of one judge, but rather the Rabbanan required three judges. Fine. Ukvar hikshu. Here's the question that's being raised by many of the commentaries on the Rambam. There are two sugyas in Shas. One of them is in Baba Kama, the other is in Gittin. And it seems from those sugyas that even with regard to Dine Momenos, to monetary law, Be'inon Tlosa Mumchim Min HaTorah. And the Gemara derives the conclusion that Erev Parshas Ksiv, and therefore straight across the board in Dine Momenos, including Hodos and Alvos, we require Elohim three times, three judges who are mumchim. And that's a doraisa halacha. That's derived from the psukim. And the Gemara says, that the only reason today, in our time, that we don't have smucha, we can still get a judgment, and we can have a bezdin for dos and alfos. That's because hanan shlichu sayu de kamai avdina. That our bezdin is the shlichus of the original bezdin. You know, some poskim say that if a bezdin violates the procedures of a bezdin, then they're no longer shluchim, and the whole deal is off. I just want to show you the impact and the repercussions, the significance of this concept of anan shlichu sayu de kamoy avdino. And once again, I'm giving shirim here about gerus, about conversion, and the whole issue of conversion is that we need a bezdin of mumchim for conversion. The only reason we can have a bezdin for conversion today is based on shlichusayu kavdino. Now, if let's say the bezdin will go ahead and convert someone who really doesn't, you know, he's not so sincere about his gerus, so in such a case, can we still apply the principle of shlichusayu kavdino? Is this what the original bezdin meant when they had in mind when they appointed us as their representatives? In any event, we see clearly from these two sugyas that if not for shlichusayu kavdinon, then we would not have the ability to be dan hodos halvos. Why? Because we only have hedyotos today. And it would certainly seem from these sugyas that the drasha of Elohim, Elohim, Elohim three times, which requires a bezin of three plus mumchin, is a doraisa drasha, even as far as hodos valvos. And the Gemara therefore can only justify our bezin of hodos valvos today without smuchim under the rule, under the mechanics of shlichusayu de kamoy avdinon. But if not for shlichusayu de kamoy avdinon, if we didn't have that special status as shluchim, then we would require a bezin of smuchim. And that would be made up of three Elohims, three mumchim. How can the Rambam say that Dvar Torah mutali echad ladun? Again, we're not denying that there is such a sheet in the Gemara, but that the Rambam should paskin like that sheet against all these different sugyas and shas, that's a pella. So the one who comes to the, you know, to the salvation to save the Rambam is the Ketzos HaChoshen. You remember we learned about the Ketzos last week? Do you remember that? You weren't here, Binyam, but so he says the following. If you read our Tosis carefully, Tosis says that there are two tracks, there are two requirements of mumchim. One is to create a bezdin, and the other is for the purpose of kfiya. And Tosis, in fact, has two different drushes. He has the drush of Elohim three times, and that's to make up a bezdin that could rule in Dini Mominus. And that's mumchim to the exclusion of edyotos. And then he has the drasha of asher tosim lifneim velo edyotos, as far as kfiya is concerned. So the Ketzos wants to use this Tosfos to defend the Rambam. And he says the following, that although the Gemara in a number of places requires mumchim, if not for the special mechanics of shlichusayu kavdinon, however, the Gemara is not denying that one judge would suffice on a Torah level. So, midaraisa b'chad dayon sagi. The Gemara says you need mumchim. That's for the pasuk lifneim, and that's for a bezdin for kfiya. So, which bezdin is endowed with the status of a bezdin for kfiya? Only a bezdin that's made up of mumchim, and that's derived from asher tosim lifneim. Tosim means when we beat him up because he's not fulfilling the ruling of the bezdin. In that case, lifneim v'lo lifnei hedyotos. Lachuf, top line of page lamed ches, vaday be'inon mumchim mishum asher tosim lifneim ela klei adayonim. You remember that the Dayanim have these utensils which they use for kfiya to force the judgment. And Koi, that Pasuk Asher Tosim Tzayim, is referring to the end of Parshas Mishpatim, the Shivim Zekeinim, that went up with Moshe Rabbeinu up to the mountain. That's the Sanhedrin. That's made up of the great scholars, the Bekiyim and the Smuchim of 70 elders that got Smicha straight from Moshe Rabbeinu. So as far as Kfiyah is concerned, we must have a Bezin Shel Mumchim. When the Rambam says that I can have one judge, and he's not operating with the multiple, you know, the multiple times it says Elohim, that's because the Rambam is maintaining that ain't error of Parshas Ksiv Kan. And therefore Elohim, Elohim, Elohim is limited to Gzelos V'chavos. It doesn't apply to Hodos and Halvos. You'll ask, but two sugyas in Shas require Mumchim. The answer is they're referring not to the basic Beznin to issue a ruling in a Mishpat in a case of Dini Mamas, but rather to a case of Kfiyah. And for Kfiyah, that extra couple of metrim, you know, that you have to go to get Kfiyah, for that we need Mumchim, and that's derived from Asher Tosim Lefneim.
Why, you're going to the severity of the case?
No, in other words, to actually beat up a person physically until he's blue, black and blue, and force him to do something, for that you need Mumchim. That is the special, unique, area of control that's singularly designated for the Mumchim. But the Rambam is free to say that we don't need Mumchim in a regular case of Dini Mominus, of Hodos Valvos. All you need is Bezdin of three. We're going to apply the principle of Shlichu Sayukav Dinon. And you don't need Mumchim. But in the case of Kfiyah, for that we need Mumchim. So the two sugyas in Shas that require Mumchim are addressing cases of what? Kfiyah. Lahachi, and therefore Sham, there in Gittin, Gavi Uvdi Asur Riva called Maaseh Gittin, he was forcing him to do Gittin, Rav Yosef and called Maaseh Gittin, it's a reference to those where the Mishnah says in Gittin Kofen Osom Lahotzi, and for that we need Shlichu Sayukav Dina. We're not going to be able to do this without Mumchim, and that's when he met Rabbi Vamalei Vanan Lefnei Velo Lefayad Yotos. What was Abai's objection to Rabbi Yosef? How could you be Kofel again? Hainu, he meant to say that Ein Biyodeinu Lachuf Oso, we cannot force him to be Mekayim the mitzvah of giving a get, which he's obligated to do. Why to Asher Tosim? Elu Klei Adayna beyond the Inon Mumchim. Correct, the Lefneim here is like the 70 elders at the end of the parasha, and they all have to be Smuchim. Amalei Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef responds, Anan Shlichusayu de Kamoi Kav Dinon. That we are the extension, so to speak, the emissaries of the original Bezdin of Smuchim. And that's how we're able to force a person to give a get. And he says, Midi dehavi ahodos valvos. But again, hodos valvos require mumchim and shlichu sayukav dinon if you hold erev parshis ksivkan. But if you hold ein erev parshis ksivkan, then all you need is one dion in the case of hodos valvos on a doraisa level. Again, the rabbanon are going to require three judges. So Abaye, in Masech the Gittin, when he asked out of amazement, how are you able to force a person on a get, we need Mumchim, and we don't have Mumchim. And Rav Yosef responded, Anan Shlichusai, we are the Shluchim of the original Bezdin. And then he added that phrase, Midi Davi Odos Valvos, meaning that on a Doraisa level in Odos Valvos, you need Smuchim, because the Torah says Elohim three times. And the answer to this is going to be Shlichusayu Kavdinon. So the precedent for Shlichusayu Kavdinon is Hodos Valvos, if you assume that you need Mumchin and Hodos Valvos. Now we have a derivative of that, and that's going to be Isui Al Get, that we can force a man to give a get based on Shlichusayu Kavdinon. You know that here in Israel, the Batei Dinim for Gittin and Kiddushin are in the hands of the Rabbanim. And thank God, this is so. I'll tell you why. Because, I don't know, have you ever seen forcing a man to give a get? Have you ever seen that?
I know that before people in prison heard of it.
Correct, exactly. So that, which is a pressure to force a person to give a get, that's based on this pasuk, Asher Tosim Lefneim. But with all due respect, we don't have Mumchim. Now, if it was a secular Israeli court, we have really serious problems here. Because if the secular Israeli court is going to force a person to give a get, I don't know if that's worth a thing. But since Gittin here in this country is in the hands of the Rabbanut, again, that could change if you smoke pot and you vote for Feiglin. But I don't know if he'll get in, but anyway.
He doesn't know that he hasn't got in.
Right. He hasn't got that yet, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, so my point is that as long as the courts, as far as Gittin and Kedushin are in the hands of the Rabbanim and not in the hands of the secular court, we have something called Shlichusai Kavdina. So we have a bona fide court of Rabbanim, of Dayanim, and they have Shlichusai Kavdina. Hence we can force a person to give a get. Now that's only here in the land of Israel. In Chutz Laaretz, if you try forcing a person to give a get, you'll be sitting in jail for a good number of years. And that's what they tried to pull off in Williamsburg. They got caught on. Sometimes they get away with it. And probably for many years they got away with it. And they take a man into a van, you know, and they beat him up. Yeah. But, you know, today if you get caught for that, I mean, that's like a federal crime. You'll probably sit for a good couple of years for that. But in any event, the main point is that the Ktsos is defending the Rama by saying that Enochinami, even though all these sugyas require mumchim and shlichusayu kavdinon, that's only for a bezin for kfir. Like the Gemara there in Gittin is talking about a case where Rav Yosef forced the man to give a get. But as far as Dine Mominus is concerned, in Hodas Falvos, the Torah requires nothing more than one judge, and we're not going to derive the conclusion of Elohim, 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 because Ein Kan Erev Parashios. But the Sugyas do not contradict the Rambam. This is the great Chiddush of the Ktsos. But now the Ktsos goes on. So we're up to part two of the Ktsos. And he says the following, V'hainu L'laman D'yomer Shibuta Lavda Oraisa Ein bo ela mishum priyas balchov mitzvah. So if you can underline that line, I'll tell you what I think the Ktsos has in mind. Okay, I'm very glad that you're underlining it, because more than, I don't know, I have some sort of metaphysical issue here in the Amic Learning Center, where people don't listen to me when I say please underline something, because I mean it. I take this learning seriously. This is not like, you know, put your feet up on the couch and just, you know, relax. This is Limud Torah. And how much more so for a person who doesn't have the whole day to dedicate to Limud Torah. So if he's Koveh Itim, those Itim have to be on the highest level. So what the Ktsos is saying in this line, L'man D'yomer Shibuda Lavda Oraisa, Ein Bo Ela Mishum Priyas Balchov Mitzvah, it's about 10 lines down from the top of the paragraph, I think what he means is the following. Right? You're on the top right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's too far down, I think, isn't it? And what's the first word in the line? Dil Laman D'Yomer. Do you see that? Yeah. Dil Laman D'Yomer is the first in the line. Anyway, he's saying the following. When we force a person to pay up his debts, that's called hodos or halvos, then we do so for one of two reasons, and they could overlap as well. One reason is called shibud. You just put it down wherever you see it. Shibud. Shibud means, in English, a lien, L-I-E-N. So that means that your karka, your real estate, is leaned as a kind of a security to back up your chov. So that if in event that you default on your payment of a debt, then we have a fallback position, so to speak, of shibud. It means we go down to your karka, we start confiscating your land. Again, it has to be commensurate to the value that you owe. Then there's another reason why we're going to force a person to pay up his chov, and that's called priyas bal chov mitzvah. That one of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah is to pay up a debt. Some people don't realize that. Then when they pay up a debt, they're doing a mitzvah. If you get on a bus or a train and you pay for it, that's a mitzvah. Okay, so people should have in mind the mitzvah so they get extra brownie points up in heaven, right? Pardon my American culture here. I don't know, you probably never heard of brownie points. He's Dutch. I mean, they never
heard it.
Oh, okay. So the Ktsos says the following. Why do we need this halacha of a bezdin on the highest level of mumchim in order to force a person to pay up his chob, and that's what Tosfos assumes. And the answer is because shibud lav d'oraisa. Shibud lav d'oraisa, which is a sugi at the end of Masechta Bava Basra. So if you ever learned all of Bava Basra, which will take you a couple of years, and you get to the last sugi of Bava Basra, that's the sugi of shibud d'oraisa lav d'oraisa. Shibud lav d'oraisa means that this whole concept of shibud, that you collect a chov because of the real estate property that he owns, because that's a backup and a security for his loan, for his chov, that's a rabbinic institution. That's called shibud lav d'oraisa. So therefore, we don't have the power to force him by just confiscating his karka. What we do is, we have a principle called kofin ala mitzvos. So even if shibud lav d'oraisa, but there's another element in the equation, and that's mitzvah. So we can force him to fulfill a mitzvah. And this basically is a sugya in if I'm not mistaken, where is it? It's either in Gittin or in Kiddushin, I don't remember where, it's also in Rosh Hashanah, of kofin ala mitzvos. You know, people think that Judaism is a democratic society. You know, it's not really so democratic. Kofin ala mitzvos. A man doesn't want to take a lulav, we beat him up until he takes a lulav. You know, we're not very democratic about it. The Amrina beperka kosev lididach the Amrit priyas balchov mitzvah. If you hold priyas balchov mitzvah, that's how we accept the principle. Is Omar, if a man makes a declaration, lo nichli lebeved mitzvah, I'm not in the mood to do the mitzvah. Do me something, right? Mine. So what's the law? I'm reading our law. We say regarding this case that a person refuses to comply with the law, do a mitzvah, kofin oso, we'll force him. This now we have a Mishnah. A man declares lulav eni osa. Interesting, osa means because you have to put together the lulav. You know, it's made up of three minim. And needs an agad. Sukkah, eni osa, I'm not going to build a sukkah. And not because my neighbor has a sukkah and he's letting me use his sukkah. But I won't have any sukkah at all. Is kofin oso. Now watch the next line. Again, you should underline this. Umakin oso, we hit him. Ad shetetze nafsho. Until he dies. Hopefully, you know, he'll get smart before he dies and he'll take a lulav. I don't know if I'd want to die for lulav. You know what I'm saying? We cling to life. He says, therefore, in King Gavi Odos Falvos, if a man refuses to pay his loan, so how do we have the ability? Does anybody see a bezin today who's beating someone up because he didn't take a lulav? So my answer is, well, we don't have smuchim today. In order for a bezin to beat up somebody, we need a bezin of mumchim, and we don't have those mumchim. But we will use this in the case of a get, despite the fact that we did not have a bezin shel mumchim, because we're going to rely on the principle of what? Shlichu sayukov dinan. And therefore, kofin also beget l'kayim ha-mitzah mutalov. Ay, bezin, today is a bezin of Yotos. We afagav to anan, our bezin, la b'nei kfiyun, and we don't have the authority to beat somebody up. The anan had Yotos anan. And the answer is going to be what Rav Yosef answered to Abaye, how we can force a person to give a get, because shlichu sayukav din, and Abaye's relay shibud alav d'oraisa. So therefore Abaye didn't understand, how could we possibly force a person to pay a chov in Bezdin when shibud alav d'oraisa? We can't go down and confiscate his possessions, his real estate. So therefore, we have to use the principle of kofin ala mitzvos, but we are head yotos. And on that, Rav Yosef answers, anan shlichu sayukav d'kamoy kavdinon. Now, Tosfos adds another point. He says, afilu fi mashakos v'ramban. In the end of Bava Basra, the Gamla, man di omer shibud alav d'oraisa, yordin l'nechosov. Even if we hold shibud alav d'oraisa, we can go down to his possessions, his karka, meaning his field. And we can confiscate it. Time of the day, lefi that based in Rashaim Lachav also b'chol midah d'kfil l'kayim mitzvaso. What the Ramban has in mind when he says that we can force a person to cough up his possessions because he doesn't have, let's say, cash on hand or liquid assets to pay his chov, that's also based on the halach of kfiya and shlichu sayu kavdina. And why? And what if shibud alav d'oraisa? So how do we have the right to force him? The answer is because mitzvah lefroa bal chov, it's a mitzvah to be to pay up your debts. So in this case, we don't have to beat him up in order to achieve our goal. We can just simply confiscate his property. Since we have no monetary way of extracting his of confiscating his property, so we have to rely on what? On kfiya, kofir al mitzvahs. And that's because the chasam einim is shubadim, because we're going to the yomim shibud alav d'orais. And kemuchach, we must assume that shlichu sayu kav dinon. So let's just summarize the ketzos. The ketzos is saying like this. As far as the makeup of a bez, the basic definition and status of a bez for dini mamas, all we need is three adyotos. Because the Torah accepted the ruling of one judge. That's how the Rambam is paskening. And the Rabbanan required three judges. They could be at Yotos. Aye, what about all the Elohims in the Pasuk? That's referring to Gzeilus v'Chavolos, and we're holding Enkan Erev Parshios. Oh, says the Gzeilus, what about all these sugyas that seem to imply that we must have Mumchim? The answer is that there's a special drasha which even the Rambam is going to accept, Ashatosim Lifneim, with regard to Kfiya, that with regard to Kfiya, we can only force a person to comply with the Torah law if we are Mumchim, or, as Rabbi Yosef answers, through the principle of Shlichu Sayakav Dino, and in the case of Get, we can force a person to give a Get because of Shlichu Sayakav Dino. Now, in the case of a Chov, where Reuven borrowed 1,000 from Shimon and he doesn't have the money to pay him, or let's say he refuses to pay him despite the decision of the court, here the kfiya could be based on one of two things. Either based on Shibuda d'oraisa, or if we hold Shibuda lav d'oraisa, it's based on Balchov mitzvah and Kofen ala mitzvahs. And we find in the Mishnah in Sukkah that if a person refuses to take a lulav, we'll beat him until he's blue, and then he's about to drop dead, so he'll agree to take a lulav.
So in other words, you could have a case
that's
also
kfiya? Correct, because the lover refuses to pay. He says, I paid you already, I never took the money, he comes up with all these claims, but there's evidence, hardcore evidence against him. So we finally found him chayev, he's liable, he has to pay. So what do? He refuses to pay. So we have two options. One option is yordin l'nechasov. That's called shibuda d'oraisa. If we don't have that option, because shibuda lav d'oraisa, then we have a principle called kofen ala mitzvahs. But then we have to ask ourselves the question, it says Ashatosim Lufnei Lovlei, we don't have mumchim. So how do we force a person to pay up his chol? And the answer is going to be Shlichu Sayakov Dino, that we are an extension of the original bezin of mumchim, of smuchim. And that's how we're able to force him to pay off if Yol Shibud Olav Doraisa. If Yol Shibud Doraisa, no problem. He doesn't have to, we don't have to even ask him to sign a check. We'll just go down and confiscate his property.
It's not totally on the topic, but the idea of giving someone for not doing a lulav, they don't divide it between halachas that are between Bein Adam L'Chavero and Bein Adam L'Makom?
That I don't know, but I think we might distinguish between an essay and a los essay. Can we beat up a person if he's eating chazetreif in order to force him to desist from eating? Yeah. Or is it only kofen ala mitzvahs, and we force a person ad kalos ha-nefesh to fulfill a mitzvah? In the case of prias balchov, we're talking about a mitzvah. In the case of lulav, we're talking about a mitzvah. But what about a los ha-seh?
I go back to the lulav case.
Yeah.
The person's chayav until he's not chayav. So beating him up before is like jumping to the conclusion that he's not going to do it. And then
What do you mean he's not going to do? Why isn't he going to do it? If you beat him up, he'll do it, I hope. Unless he wants to die, that's up to him, of course.
He's got a time period when he has to do it by, right?
Correct. By Shkia, let's say.
Okay, I'll say it by Shkia. Then, any time that you beat him up before Shkia, has not given him a benefit of doubt to
he's only recalcitrant after daybreak. In other words, he's refusing now, and he's coming in and he's saying, I don't want to take a lulav. So now we're going to beat him up. Again, if it's already after sunset, it's too late. That's what we call Yiddish farfallen, finito. That's the end of the ball game.
The government in Israel, they fine people, for example, for selling chametz in Pesach.
They fine them?
You can get fined. There's a law you're not allowed to sell chametz before Hesher. Right, there's a problem with
it. Oh, I see what you mean. Vendors, you're talking about. Vendors. I didn't understand what you said. I thought you were talking about my selling my chametz. I was trying to figure it out.
It doesn't have to be vendors. It says for Fahesia. And there's a big argument about what's meant by Fahesia if inside a shop means. But that's not the point. The thing is, it's not. The government don't have smicha. And they can actually force somebody not to sell chametz on Pesach. Or if you have the shop open on Shabbat, they have these Druze people go around. And
so, can I formulate the question thusly? What halachic validity or permission would there be for, let's say, the police here in Israel, as the executive, to force a person to close his chametz sticker shop on Pesach?
Well, not
to
open the shop on Shabbat.
Are they just slichim?
But how can they make shluchim? You're not doing it through the Rabbanut now. Who actually issues the verdict? It's a secular court.
It's a law in Israel, yeah.
It's hard for me to understand shlichu sayukav dinah in the case of a secular court. So the question is, what would... You know what I think? That would come under what's called dinah de malchus and dinah.
Right, but can't touch everything unless it violates halacha. Come under dinner, did the machotid, and you can also say if somebody doesn't listen to a ruling and pays this, and doesn't pay Shimon money, the dinner, the machotid dinner, we can beat him up. I mean, it's why can't you just extend it to that anyway?
You really have to know more about dinner than malchus and dinner. I mean, it's a gigantic sugi. But let me just try to think this out. It's a secular Israeli law. Is, let's say, valid under the principle of dinner than malchus and dinner. So halachically valid. Does that mean, therefore, they can beat up somebody or lock him up in a prison in order to force him to...
They fine him, but...
Whatever it might be, is that halachically... Is that also included under Dina and Malchus? To what is the extent, the scope, of Dina and Malchus and Dina? Does it mean that they can come up with any... the secular government or the legislature could come up with any law and therefore the halacha is going to recognize it. I mean, there are parameters, there are limits to dinah malchus and dinah.
It can't violate halacha, but if it's not a violation...
I don't know. What you say might be right, but I'm not sure. I'm a little skeptical because dinah malchus and dinah is a gigantic sugya. I have a cousin, he passed away. He wrote a book of 600 pages on dinah malchus and dinah. He actually won a pras for Rav Kook. It's a literary pras for religious writing. For that work, he got a PhD from Hebrew University on that on Dina Malchus and Dina. Very complicated.
And also, the whole concept.
I'll give you another example. Let's say, you have to know more. Let's say, in certain countries during the course of Jewish history, they would force a Jew to give a get to his wife. Mm. Is that valid? Does that come with the Dina Malchus and Dina? He's in. He's in Greece, and the Greek police will beat him up until he gives a get, let's say. So you have to know what are the parameters of Dina Malchus and Dina. But my recommendation, if you don't mind, fellas, is that we stick to this. Because otherwise, Ein L'Dor Sof, we'll never get anywhere. This bug seems to love Masechta Sanhedrin.
There's a few of them around.
Oh, it's not the same one?
Okay.
They must be cousins. Okay.
And we can do coffee enough to leave.
Yeah.
And to force him to leave.
Now, if you know a little about the history, the Bar Plugta, who classically argues against the Ketos, is called the Nesivus. Did I mention the Nesivus? I think I've mentioned him in the past. And he lived at the same time as the Ketos. I'm not sure if they ever saw each other. That I don't think so. But they both wrote commentaries on Shulchan Aruch Hoshe Mishpat, and they're very often fight with each other back and forth. And the Nesivis there, again, let's see what Siman is, just for the sake of Siman Gimel in Choshe Mishpat. He argues against the Ktzos. And he says the following. Ishi Buddha Lavdo Raisa Bezin Kofin. And now you say that you need a bezin of what? Of mumchim. Dafta lichvoso, then yotzis labrnei isininu. And that's what the Ketzos says, the domiliosis sukkah, which means we force them to make a sukkah. I'm sorry, oses sukkah. Vieno said, in other words, asay sukkah, we command him to, and he refuses. Kofin osel kaim mitzvahs. Says the Nesivis, you want to underline this, kol adam mitzuvah lahafrish is chaver mi'isr. What does it have to do with Bezdin? The Ketzos is making a real major boo-boo here. The whole institution of kfir has nothing to do with Bezdin. In fact, he says, the Gemara Baba Kama says, that if I see you violating an isur, then I have to. Then I'm obligated la hafrisho me isur. Again, I wouldn't recommend trying this because you're going to get your head knocked off you. But theoretically, if you see someone eating a McDonald's cheeseburger, you know you're supposed to stop him from doing so physically.
Was it what based on cell phone? Like I call you, so I have you say what? What is it based on? That it's obligation for every single person?
Let's say for the time being, I think that's right
active,
now.
Active way.
Yeah.
Very active way.
Yeah, very active. So what does Gemara say about Bava Kama? The man has an Eved Ivri. Now, an Eved Ivri, if you remember, is allowed to have a relation with a Shivcha, something that you and I are not allowed to have. And then, when it comes to the end of the six-year period, he refuses to go out. Right? Ahavtiyas Adoni, lo'aval etzlotzeis. So then what do we do to him? Right? We drill his ear, right? Nirtza. Now, even if he's a Nirtza, then kol yomav, at the end of this period of time, let's say when we get to Yovel or whenever it is, Yachol Rabba La Kosa, his master could beat him up, Kidei Lafrisha Misa Shivcha, because he refuses to go out, even when he has to go out, and he loves his Shivcha, he doesn't want to give up his relationship with his Shivcha. Achol Pisha, ain't no Bezdin. There's no Bezdin over here. Do you see what the Nesivis is doing here? He's literally removing the rug under the Ketzos' feet. The Ketzos is assuming, you know why we need mumchim? Because of kfir. Says the Nesivis, what are you talking about? Kfir needs mumchim? Kfir doesn't even need a bezdin. This master of the Eved is not a bezdin, with all due respect. He's a private citizen. And yet, he could beat up his Eved because his Eved refused to give up on a shivcha. So the Ketzos comes back to defend himself. As I told you, back and forth. HaKetzos Heshiv, the Tzorech Bezin Lekfia. Why? The Masha Omer Benirza Shekol Yom of the Yochol Rab Lakos Lafrisha Misa Shivcha Hainu. Emphasize the next two words. Lafrisha Mi Isur. Avalachufu Lekaya Mitzis Asay. So again, I'm not saying we're going to differentiate between a Doraisa and a Drabanan, but according to Ketzos, we're going to differentiate between a Losase and an Essay. Now, what's special about an Essay? And why is it that in the case of an Essay, we can only apply Kfir in Bezdin, and not only in Bezdin, where we have to get a Bezdin of Mumchim, of Smuchim, or Shlikusayakov Dinon? He says the following. Bezdin kofin l'kaimis ha-mitzus makinos ha-chetetze nafsho will beat him up until he's about to drop dead. Bisura to be mafresh some for an Easter ain't makinos ha-chetetze nafsho. Dlo amru nita latzilo benafsho elba veros hayudum kigon rodef acharnar muros. There's a parsha called Rodef. A person is about to commit a very serious, severe sin, and now we're allowed to beat him up, maybe even to kill him if need be. But that's only a very select few isurim, like Nara Murasi is going to rape a woman. We might have a Ritzicha case. Maybe we have a case of Mishkav Zohar. I mean, different, very rare cases. But Bishar Isurim, you're generally Surim. Lo nitan latzilo, you can't prevent him from doing an Avera. Benafsho, by taking his Nefesh. Kidei lafrisho. And here, it's very interesting. The Ketzos adds a little postscript here. He says that the Bali Musa Rishonim, the earlier Bali Musa, want to prove that an essay is more chamur than a losas. Because in the case of a losas, okay, you can try to beat him up, but you can't beat him up until he's about to drop dead. Only in the mitzvah saseh, we're going to go that far, and it's ad shetetzei nafsho. Now keep in mind that the discussion of the Ketzos was about the mitzvah of giving a get, or the mitzvah of paying up a chov, and here the Ketzos said that you need a bezin, and not only a bezin, you need a bezin of smucha, for kfir. Comes along the Nesiva and says, no. Apparently the Nesiva says you don't need a bezin, not even for a mitzvah saseh. In other words, in the Nesiva's frame of reference, there's no difference between an essay and a losa. Said as halacha of kofin ala mitzvahs, and that applies even outside Bezdin, even to a rank and file citizen. You know, I find amazing, just on a philosophical level, the Nesivas is giving me an idea here that the halacha has total trust in the individual citizen to make sure. You know, in America, I don't know if you have this in Australia and England, there's something called a citizen's arrest. Do you have such a thing?
Yeah.
In the Gemara, it's called Ovid Inish Dina Lenafsha. You know, let's say, for example, your wagon is blocking my way and you refuse to remove it. So it's public property. I have a right to, if need be, I have a right to destroy your object. And he said, okay, and it's machlokes in the Gemara. I think we pass in Ovid Inish Dina Lenafsha. But it's amazing how much faith, you know, the halacha has in the individual rank and file citizen. You know, power to the people. I mean, that the man is allowed to force his friend to do a mitzvah if he refuses to do so. And certainly to say, you know, he's eating non-kosher ice cream. Yeah, hold on to the ice cream until it melts in the sun. Yeah, don't let him eat the ice cream. He says, Vehine. Is this where we got up? Did we get up to Vehine? I think we did. No, am I skipping? Did I skip something? Let's go over it. Oh, here it is. Das hanesivus, the last four lines in this paragraph, is the kfir l'kayim mitzvah. There's kfir even for kima mitzvah, and that applies outside of Bezdin. V'chein l'frias chov, therefore, if I have to force you to bear a chov, makin also at shetetzei nafsho, and I don't need it Bezdin, and kol adam yachol achufo al-kach, the Nesivus doesn't recognize any difference between an essay and a losas. But ladas haktzos, tzarech bezdin shel mumchin lachufo l'kayimus ha-mitzvah. And therefore, our kfi ala mitzvah is based on shlichus sayikav dinah. This is a very extreme machlokas, and it's a very fundamental one. We're talking about whether or not an individual citizen could force another person to do a mitzvah, in the same way that he could force a person to desist from an avera. And here we have machlokas min hakotza lakotza, from one polar extreme to the other. Whereas the Nesiva says, yeah, everyone is endowed with the obligation to force a person to do a mitzvah, and has nothing to do with bezdin. And the Ketzos goes to the other extreme. Then in the case of a mitzvah saseh, you want to force a person to do a mitzvah, that has to go through bezdin. And what kind of bezdin? Bezdin shel smuchim. Ours is shlichu sayu kavdina.
Be hard for those people that hold that you don't have to have kavani when you do a mitzvah. Well, you do have to have
kavani. Mitzvah saying shlichus kavani, you mean? You say mitzvahs ain't tzrichas, so you don't need a kavod.
That you do need kavod.
Oh, mitzvahs tzrichas kavod.
You force the person to do it, so then you.
Where's his kavod? So the Gemara asks that question. You were mechaving to a Gemara. The Gemara says that you force him until he says rotzani.
That's what gets him.
Yeah, and also mitzvahs say the same thing applies, and also in karbonos. Because the Torah says Ritzonchem. So Ritzonchem in Karbonos is like Kavanah if you hold Mitzvah as Kavanah. Until he finally agrees. So the Rambam already asked the question, what kind of agreement is that? You're beating him up. He doesn't really agree. He doesn't want to do the Mitzvah. So the Rambam says that he really does want to do the Mitzvah. Alright, that's a long discussion, about beating up the group.
So for mitzvah said and itivot, so you don't need, you can do an individual and
according to Nesivis, even an individual.
The Ktos said you need a beitin of mumchim.
According to Ktos, you need a beitin shel mumchim. I'm saying it's been a kotz al kotz. It's a very extreme machlokas. V'hini a Ktos chilek ben kfiya lotaso kfiya lesei. The lotaso ino ela hakav v'alma. You can only hit him. You can't threaten his life. V'esei makino such a takes a nafsho. Ubizel chichu harishonim the bali musa the essay chamir milosas and vinin to the essay makinosa lechored nira the mihach rishonim kianasivus. This is very paradoxical. The gvuris yisrael claims that those rishonim who derive from this that an essay is greater than a losa said they all like the nesivus. Why? Because the nesivus is the one to allow you to beat him up even if you're an individual without a bezdin, even for an essay. There's really no such thing as kfiyah unless you have a bezdin of smucher. So you see, the Torah is not so careful about essay. Ein lo chiyah the essay chamir milotase ki yisod adovu b'din kfiyas bezdin. That with regard to a losase, anyone, any citizen on the street is mafrish mechaver meisur. But again, he doesn't have the power of a bezdin to beat him up until he's about to die. But in the case of an essay, lo masul kol echav yechad. So I don't know exactly if an essay is more chomer. I can't prove that. It's a din of kviyas bezdin. And once you endow bezdin with that authority to beat him up, then it goes even as far as achetetze nafsho. But that doesn't prove that an essay is more chomer than a losas. It just means that an essay is given over to bezdin. And once you give it over to Bezdin, like any case of Kfiyas Bezdin, once the Bezdin is authorized because of Smicha to force a person, they could go all the way until finally they threaten to take his life. But Vehine Tzarch Im B'divrei HaNesivah Shekosad Lo B'in Bezdin L'Chufa L'Kayim Asam Mitzvah Kol Echad Yochel L'Chufa L'Kayim Mitzvah Do'ak Tzoso Chiyach Mitosis D'Mimili Di Yisui Yalfinim Yashat Tosim Lifneim D'Tzarch Bezdin. After all, Tosa says that in the sugya there of Abaye and Rav Yosef about forcing a person to give a get, the Gemara establishes that the only possibility for Rav Yosef in his bezdin to force a person to fulfill this great mitzvah of giving a get when he has to do so is based on shlichu sayu kavdina, and that's derived from the pasuk lifneim v'lo lifneid yotos. You say, how can you tell me, according to the Nesivus, that anyone on the street can force someone else to do a mitzvah? So why do I need bezdin to force a person to give a get? And Tosfos equates that with other cases we have to force a person to do a mitzvah, like, for example, Priyas Bal Chol. Well, why do we need this whole story about Shikusayu, about a bezdin le'isui, about Mulchim? Just drop it. Just circumvent the whole discussion and talk about a person on the street, an ordinary citizen, who is, even in the case of an essay, capable and authorized to beat up a person or to feed it, to make sure that he fulfills a mitzvah. And therefore, the entire Tosis that we've been learning here about Lifneim v'lo Lifnei Hedyotos, which Tosis says is a reference to a bezin for Isui, meaning for Kviya, I mean, that doesn't stim with the Nesivus. The Tosis has the upper hand here because we need a special bezin of Mumchim in order to force a person to do a mitzvah. Only as far as the Losa said do we have a principle of Mafrisha Me'isui. So we have two more minutes, am I correct?
Okay.
So let's see what we can do in 2 minutes. The Bali Musa say you never know what you can get in 2 minutes, right? The Hine, the Rosh Hashanah Dafav, Moses Fasecha. Now we're talking about a person who took a neder to bring a carbon. And the Torah says that you have to live up to Moses Fasecha. And then the pasuk says Tishmar. So the Gemara says, why do I need the extra word Tishmar? Moses Fasecha do mitzvah aseh, that you have to live up to your commitment. And Tishmar, Kashmir is only the language of Elosas, that means if he doesn't live up to his commitment, he violates a law. He violates Elosas. Then it says another word in the pasuk. The third word in the pasuk is, well, actually not, Moses Fasecha, Tishmar. The fourth word in the pasuk is Viasisa. Says the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, what's Viasisa? Azhara lebezdin sheyasuf. Yasuf is Viloshan Isu. To force the person. So he refuses to comply with his carb, to bring his carb, which he pledged to bring, we're going to force him to do so.
So what is that? It's not
on the person, it's on other people for him to do. It's on Bezdin, Ashara Bezdin. Now, why do we need Bezdin here? Well, according to the Ketzos, it's very gishmak, because we're talking about a mitzvah saseh. So, right? So if we're talking about a mitzvah saseh, then we give Bezdin the responsibility to beat him up. Now there's also a losas over here. But as far as the losas is concerned, we would need the Bezdin. But we want to get to that extra level where Bezdin is authorized with the ability to beat him up. Because that gives you the extra element of kfir agitates a nafsho. So the Ksos says for that we'll need a Bezdin of smuchim. But that's where the extra portion of Asis is coming to teach you that Bezdin is obligated to force this fellow to live up to his pledge and bring his karmon.
It's totally illogical to beat a person up until they're not alive anymore. Well, then they're definitely not doing it.
Right, right, right. But the hopefully what it means agitates the ad v'lod v'chlal. Again, unless he's suicidal, hopefully he'll agree before he drops dead. I mean, you know, the what do they call the emergency medicine guys here, the Vada, the Hatzalah guys here, they're waiting here in the wings because this guy's about to expire and he better do the mitzvah. You know, I may be rebellious, but I still want to live, right? That's what he said before.
There's a guy who's been in prison for many, many years refusing to give a guess.
Right, but at least he's still alive.
No, I'm saying, but
I'm not sure.
Some people who
they're masochistic or maybe say this, what's it called? Masochistic, right?
Yeah.
But eating. Right? When he didn't cost the kisve marana grizzal, okay, find his topic. If I didn't kfiya be carbonos, have he did miyucha be kfiya's carbonos, oh, it's a din of kfiya la mitzvahs.
Yeah, then he does from
Minyan. Okay. So, Rabosa, if anyone has a pencil, I would like to make myself a note of where we got up to. All right, I'll use a pen. You have a pencil? No. Okay, fine. So, stay tuned. In Yirtzeh Hashem, next week we'll try to finish this up. I'm fascinated by this topic. You know, man.
To force someone to get a get.
Yes.
It's an asel or not asel.
That's an asel. That's an asel.